and welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program, and Happy New Year to all of you. We are here bringing you this program every Sundays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday mornings at 1 a.m. We stream live at richarddugan.com, and we also archive these programs at richarddugan.com, the radio show's page. So lots of opportunities for you to find out what's going on, find out about our guests, which we're going to talk with here in just a moment, and keep you up to date on what's happening, hopefully, in your community as far as the various types of guests. And maybe there's somebody coming into town and we've had them on the program and you'd like to find out more about them. Well, you can go to the website, click on their link. We will be linked to our guest who we'll have on in just a moment. And we encourage you to do that and check out the different resources that we have, because the whole point is, as I've said many, many times, the analogy of laying out a smorgasbord: take what you need, take what you like, take what resonates with you. Taste, if you will, in that analogy, take what tastes good, okay? And maybe try some new things that don't taste quite as good, but who knows? Maybe you'll acquire a taste for them. Maybe, again, as I said before, it may resonate with you, vibrate with you. So follow through on that. I have the great pleasure of having in studio today a gentleman who I've had an experience with through his work. And it's very interesting because we've had on this program, of course, in 2016, one of the folks from the Newton Institute talking about Dr. Newton's work in life between life therapy and regression, and finding out about what goes on between the lives that we live here on this planet or elsewhere. And I have to say that I'm more interested in that than I am in whether or not I was Julius Caesar or Cleopatra or any of these other people that a lot of folks claim they were. Usually that's not the case, because you could only you can't have more than one person inhabiting the body of one person in history. Although there would be those who would then argue, well, but there are multiple timelines and different dimensions going on. And all right, well, enough said on that. This is a fascinating area, I think. When I started reading the books by Dr. Newton, and then became introduced to my guest, who is Peter Wright. He is a certified hypnotherapist and here in Santa Barbara with 25 years of experience, and he's one of about 46 board-certified past life regression therapists here in this country, and he is also certified in neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. And Peter, thank you so much for joining us on the program. It's great to have you in studio.
My pleasure.
I have to say that, again, when I was introduced to this whole subject and led down this this road, I went to, I happen to be a subscriber of Amazon's audiobooks, or audio.com, and they happen to have several of his books already recorded. And so I downloaded the first two, Journey of the Soul and Destiny of the Soul, and found out a lot about, from his research and his study, over, I guess, I don't know how many years it was, thousands of people that he'd taken in mm-hmm. through this process, and the mm-hmm. similarities. And all these people have no connection with one another.
Right.
So there's no way they're sharing stories, you know, this kind of thing. Because I know that's a big accusation. You know, it's mass hypnosis or something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, really? I find that hard to believe. Yet at the same time, you know, we are all connected in some fashion. So it's not surprising on that level. But to hear about what's going on after you leave the body, after the soul, the essence, if you will, the spirit leaves the body, I thought was really intriguing at first. And then I got to a point where I'm going, oh, no, it's just like Earth, you know, because you're still learning. You're still going through school. You're still, you know, and it's like, I just want to rest. Well, fortunately, there is that space.
Exactly.
And so it was intriguing. And then, of course, I was introduced to you, and we had a session together, which was quite extraordinary, and I'm looking forward to a future session as well, where we'll actually go into the areas, even though I understand that in past lives I have done things or not done things that mm-hmm. have generated what they'll call we'll call karma, cause
right.
and effect.
Exactly.
That I didn't play out in those lifetimes, but that I will have to deal with in future lifetimes, this one or the next or what have you.
Yes.
But there are also those spaces in between, as they're called LBL, or life between lives,
mm-hmm.
where you can still work some of these things out if I'm correct.
You are correct.
And that way you're not, hopefully you can get to a place where maybe you're not taking quite as much baggage on the next trip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay quite as much baggage fare kind of thing. First of all, tell me how and why you became involved in this particular area of life between lives, past life regression, and this whole area, which is, you know, huge.
It's, I have a good story to tell you about that. When I was about 8 years of age, my older brother had a comic book collection, and one of the comic books in particular attracted my attention. It was a Superman comic book. And back then, there were advertisements in the last few pages of comic books, and I saw an ad there that attracted my attention. It was an ad for a book called How to Hypnotize Your Friends. I thought, wow, that's intriguing. So I went up to my father, who was a mortgage banker, and I showed him the ad, and I said, Dad, I really want to buy this book, but I don't have any money. Can you help me? And my father looked at the ad and looked at his loving son and said, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Thanks,
so
Dad.
Killed it for 15 years, but after getting a master's degree in international relations, I came back to Washington, D.C., and began studying as a hypnotherapist, and have been doing it for the last 25 years.
What is it about it that intrigued you so much that you've been doing it for 25 and hopefully another 25?
I'm very interested in the soul's unfinished business, to help clients, if you will, continue on their soul's journey by using hypnosis to delve into the cause or source of issues that may be in this life or in a past life. Because I find that hypnosis is a very effective way to quickly get to the cause or source of whatever the issue might be.
We all have them. I mean, you know, you can't even live this life without having issues.
Exactly.
As much as we'd like to. I know that for myself, if I could go through the rest of my life, you know, without the drama and the conflicts, I mean, it just abhors me. I mean, I had enough of that as I was growing up. And thankfully, I must say, not in my family. I had a brother and four sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, as siblings, yeah, we had our disagreements. We also had our wonderful times. And I'm not saying I'm not painting it as normal Norman Rockwell, but let me put it this way. We're just passing through. Here we are on January 1st, and we're just passing through the holidays. We didn't have the stereotypical, we've made a movie of the dinner table and the trauma that goes on,
right,
supposedly at most dinner tables. It doesn't exist. And, yet there was a certain idealistic aspect. It was more outside of the home. It was more in school, you know, the bullies and those kinds of things that where the drama was. And I guess I just thought, you know, there's got to be another way to resolve these differences. There's just got to be. And wanting to expand that out.
Exactly. Know? And that's what I do with clients. We just have a broader canvas, if you will,
mm-hmm,
not only this life, but past lives. I find that with talk therapy, which can be very effective, we're working with the conscious mind, the memory, and the ego within a three-dimensional reality. And while that can be very helpful, I find that it can be limiting because what work that I do involves not only the three-dimensional reality, but also the fourth and the fifth dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
So working with your emotions from this life and past lives. We're working with your physical body, what's happened to it in this life and past lives. The physical body remembers.
Yeah.
And I've had numerous clients where there's a pain in the upper shoulders, and there turns out to be a spear there from a past life.
Ow.
You take out the spear, and the pain goes away.
Yeah.
Interesting. And most importantly, we're working with your own spirit body, your own connection to your higher self, your gut, your heart. To me, they're all the same, at least in the work that I do. And we also have access to your own guidance from the non-physical realm, because help's all around. So together, all of those resources can play in to getting answers quickly and resolving these issues in a very rapid fashion.
You say the answers are all around. Let's describe that just a little bit, because the first thing that came to my mind when you said that was, of course, you know, my base of knowledge, I think of... I'm not sure why this came to mind, but nonetheless, a shower curtain. And that as long as that shower curtain is drawn, closed, you know, you don't see outside the tub, assuming that you have a solid or at least an opaque type of curtain.
Right.
And as soon as you slide those the shower curtain to the side, boom, you can see the rest of the bathroom, maybe outside the bathroom door if it's open, et cetera, et cetera, and the people that happen to be around there. So talk to me about these various sources or answers that are all around us and how we access them or how we can access them.
Good question. I find that, as I mentioned, help is all around, but help can't help us as much unless we ask for it. I find that we are born into physical body, at least my belief is, born in physical body to help our souls evolve through the choices that we make as we go through life. What am I going to do? Who am I going to marry? Mm-hmm. Where am I going to go to school? What am I going to have for breakfast tomorrow morning are the small and large choices that help determine how our lives unfold. One of those choices can be, I'm going to do it myself. Great. Another choice can be, I'm going to ask for help from the unseen world. But help can't help us as much as we ask for it, as I've mentioned.
Right.
So I invite my clients to invite, ask for assistance to come right up front in the session from their masters and teachers and guides, loved ones who've passed on, or anyone else who's available to assist us for your highest good. And the client may know nothing about masters or teachers and guides, but by giving permission, then they're available to us and are willing and eager often to come through and talk with us through the client's own imagination to help us resolve the particular issues that we're working on.
I know that the process, we can talk a little bit about that as well. There are those who will claim that they cannot be hypnotized. And yet, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't there certain areas of our lives where we are actually self-hypnotizing ourselves? The one case I think of is when we're getting ready to lay down to go to sleep to get rest for the next day. Isn't that sort of a, I mean, yeah, we're tired, but there are people who are tired who some can't, they can't go to sleep for whatever, and usually it's a chemical imbalance or what have you, psychological, what have you. So isn't there, is that a fair example, or is there another better example that you can give of where we're doing that all the time anyway?
Okay, good question. Hypnosis is just simply focused concentration, where you are fully aware of everything that's going on around, but you are allowing the story to unfold, whatever's happening in front of you. So, for example, in a movie theater, if you ever cried watching a movie, you've been in trance, focused concentration. If you're driving on the freeway, daydreaming, missing your exit, hypnosis, focus, concentration. When you're ever in the zone, if you will, you're in trance, but fully aware of everything that's going on around you. If you were to, you know, switch your awareness,
right?
But that's all hypnosis is, from a deeply relaxed place. So I invite clients to just simply relax, and I help them go into that place. And once we're there, we have access to so much information from within them and from around them that is available to us.
Are there those who either can't or it really takes a lot of work on your part to help them that they just, because it sounds to me like the key is relax.
Exactly.
When you see someone, especially a sports figure who is in the zone, as you use the word, they appear to be very, they're not tense and tightened up. They're very relaxed, you know, and it's everything is just flowing so smoothly.
Hypnosis.
But are there people that?
Absolutely. There are, hypnosis is a self, it's a state where you take yourself, and if you don't want to go there, no one else is going to take you there, at least easily. So I just simply invite them to follow my instructions. But as they do that, relax, 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 and relax some more. And allow it to occur. Because again, it's just simply focused concentration on whatever we're whatever's happening.
Yeah. I have to say that, as I was being taken through the process before we began the work, I thought, how much more relaxed can I get, you know? And it isn't, because I was basing that on my physical body and sensations, thinking, okay, I'm laying here in this chair, reclined, okay? I'm about as limp as it's going to get. And you actually do a few physical tests to make sure that the body specifically is as relaxed as can be. But that was one of the quandaries that flashed through my mind. I can't go any further. You know, I'm against the wall, okay?
But you can always go deeper.
Yeah.
And it feels absolutely fantastic.
It does, yeah. I think the other aspect of it, too, is that when we first began the work, and I have no problem discussing that, I was surprised at what I saw in that it wasn't what I expected. But it was a very instantaneous, split second decision to go with it, as opposed to, no, I need to reform this into what I expected, giving up those expectations.
What I find is that your soul speaks through your imagination. And so I invite you to just allow yourself to express whatever's happening. Be my tour guide. Be my court reporter.
Right.
I find that about 60% of my clients are visual. So we go into a past life or up into the spirit world, and they see it all. They're starring in their own motion picture costume drama. Terrific. But about 40% of my clients, and I'm in this group myself, are more kinesthetic or audio. In other words, whenever I go into one of my past lives or up into meet with my higher self, I don't see anything. I hear it. I sense it. I feel it. But part of me is saying, Peter, you're making it up. Well, it's coming from somewhere within me. Let's honor the source and just go with it as if it's important, as the tour guide, as the court reporter, and share it with me as the therapist. Because by doing so, magic can happen. You get out of the way and allow help to be present within you.
I had a couple of deja vu experiences when my wife and I went to Ireland. I've never been to Ireland before those experiences, so how in the world could I have been there? And I bring that up because I want to address this whole aspect of what we experience when we're in this trance state, this hypnotic state. And those of us who see things visually, you almost have to, after you've come out and you start to intellectualize it and process it, it's like, where did that come from? I've never been there before, but it was there. And as you've just described, it's in there. And my mind, my imagination, or the higher self, I go beyond the mind, the higher self, the soul, the spirit, etc., it got those images from somewhere.
Exactly.
You know?
And it could be from a past life or past lives spent there.
Mm-hmm.
I find that one's hobbies, one's passions could, in fact, be from a past life or several past lives doing that particular type of work or being in that particular part of the world. So and we can then ask your own higher self to take us back to that particular cause or source or that interest in Ireland and to the most important past life that you live there that can help you in your life today. And then I ask you to get out of the way and let's go there and find out what happened.
Yeah,
they're just stories, but they're stories that could be real or could be metaphors for something that can help you right now.
Right.
Or maybe you're making up the whole thing in a way that can help you heal or find out more key information that can assist you.
Now, that's a key right there. Do you ever find that that's what people are doing? They're just kind of playing with you and saying, yeah, I'm hypnotized and I'm just going to give you these images, da-da-da-da-da-da. Or is that even part of your process as you're working with the client and letting them go wherever they want in that respect, because this is their experience, you're going to lead mm-hmm. and guide mm-hmm. and facilitate the process. But if they want to play games, if they want to do that kind of thing, that's up to them.
Well, I think my approach is very results-oriented. I work with clients who have particular issues or questions that they're looking in mm-hmm. answers for or causes for.
And that pretty much covers every person on the planet.
And right. And so, therefore, my hope is that by working together in partnership, because I don't heal anybody. I don't wave the magic wand and say whatever. But by working in partnership, we can help you find those answers or resolve that issue or problem or concern. I was at a workshop several years ago and as a participant, and there turned out to be another hypnotherapist present. So we engaged in idle chatter before the workshop began. And during one of the breaks, he shared with me on his cell phone a video of one of his client sessions. And in the video, they'd invited the client's Uncle Harold to come and join them for the session. Well, Harold had passed on years before, but in the video, you could see a little photograph of Uncle Harold dancing right next to the client's face. There was no photograph of Harold actually in the room, but Harold was present. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Which helped me realize that everybody's available to us in the trance state.
Yeah.
Whether they're currently in physical body, they've passed on, their past life personalities, or there's guidance or help from the non-physical realm. So that adds to the possibility of even more resources to assist you on your soul's journey.
Have you had new clients come to you who claim, I can't do that. I've never had those kinds of experiences, but then on further conversation mm-hmm. prior to going into the hypnotic state, mm-hmm. You find and share with them as they share with you their experiences that actually, no, what you've just, that is it right there. You are already doing it.
Exactly. Your soul speaks to your imagination. So share with me whatever's happening mm-hmm. as it unfolds. And people have come to me who've had unique experiences growing up where they were visited by grandmother after she passed on, for example, and or similar types of things. So we can then invite these grandmother to join us mm-hmm. and have a conversation with her about how the grandmother's now helping the client.
Yeah. You know, it's an image just flashed, and I've had that kind of experience too. I won't go into it at this time, but the image that flashed through my mind was one where, and I don't know if it was a dream that I'd had as a child, but I was a child, and I began to pedal. I wasn't on a bicycle or anything, mm-hmm. but I couldn't have been more than maybe 6 or 7 years old in the image, and I just started to pedal my legs, like if you were in water,
right.
Okay, in a pool. But I was in the front yard of my parents' home, and I could see, and actually, I was seeing myself as the child, mm-hmm. even in the dream. Mm-hmm. And I could see the green, lush grass in the summertime. We had green, lush grass, and then the driveway, and then the green, lush grass between the neighbor's house and ours. And I was pedaling it, and I was rising up. As I pedaled, I would rise up. I would mm-hmm. float. I don't mm-hmm. want to say levitate because I was flying, in essence. And that's about as far as that went. And I've never really tried to, per se, analyze it and try to say, oh, what that means is not. I just had it. You know, it was just an interesting experience. Mm-hmm. Maybe one of these days I will go back and process that. But it's like you say, there's something there, mm-hmm. okay? And obviously it's popped up now for some reason, and so I need to maybe later we'll take a look at that. But those are the kinds of things that I think it sounds to me like would be valuable for us as individuals before and or after maybe coming to see you and maybe going through a session or two to start to write down. Mm-hmm. To start to catalog and log them and journal about them. And then you can go back and maybe add, you know, this was what I saw in my mind's eye, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then just let that sit. And I know they talk about this too, having a pad and pen, if you will, by your bedside. And if all of a sudden you wake up from a dream or a nightmare, whatever, write it down.
Exactly. Yes.
Because, again, that's your higher self communicating.
Your subconscious?
Subconscious.
Your superconscious?
Yeah.
Could be either or both.
And it could just be a movie, you know, just for the fun of it, yeah. Or it could have some message.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and we just don't know. You've been doing this, as you say, what, for over 25 years?
That's correct.
You talked about those who are more visual, mm-hmm. and in your case, you say the 40% who are more kinesthetic, feel.
Right, or hear.
Or hear. What about incorporating in either of those? Have you ever had the experience of someone who smells certain aromas or scents?
Yes, absolutely. That's another of the major senses that I invite clients to consider, because as you go into these experiences, as my tour guide, I'm hoping that you will not only share with me what you see and feel and hear, but also sense or smell. Because it helps to make the experience even more real for you. And your awareness, therefore, deepens as to what's actually going on around you. Yeah. More information, therefore, can be taken in, and it becomes more real for you.
When you first started doing the work regarding life between lives,
mm-hmm.
What was the one aspect of it that... Though obviously you studied and you researched and you took the courses and so forth to become certified in this, so obviously you were familiar, but when you first started doing it, what was the one thing that surprised you the most?
I was especially interested in helping clients go into a very deep hypnotic state, typically with my hypnotherapy past life clients and those I work with that are not life between lives. It's a 10-minute induction. For Michael Newton's work, it's about a 45-minute induction. Hmm. So you're at a deeper level. You're still fully aware of everything that's going on around you. But in that deeper level, I really wanted to know more about connecting with the client's own council of elders, their own group of beings in the non-physical realm that they meet with as part of a life between lives session. And with that, in preparation for that session, I invite the client to bring 6 to 10 questions that they would like answered about their life. What's my soul's purpose? And how am I doing? Why was I born into an abusive family?
Yeah.
Why have I had these health issues? You know, whatever the question may be.
Yeah.
And we then ask the question of their council of elders. And the client is the one who gets the answers and shares them with me and with the recording that I'm making of the session. And profound information comes through, because this is a group of beings that have gathered especially for this particular session with that particular client. So they know the client quite well, even though the client may not remember having met with them in the past from when they were in the spirit world. But they're available now to basically answer questions about why, how come, mm-hmm. my gosh, this happened to me, blah, 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 in a way that helped the client realize that they're on their soul's journey and that this session can help them better understand the whys and the wherefores.
Yeah. I think that it's extraordinary work. I think that it's extraordinarily valuable, especially from the standpoint from my perspective, that you have that understanding when you it's part of the educational process that we're all going through. But I use the twelfth grade educational process. When we go to school, we're there to learn math and reading and science and biology mm-hmm. and history and civics and so forth. And there are times, and I know we've all been there, where you're sitting in one of these classes, one of these subjects, and you're just not getting it. And so you have to go to someone. Maybe it's the teacher. Maybe there's a tutor. Maybe there's a teacher's aide, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Maybe another student who does get it. And they explain it to you in such a way that finally it clicks and you get it. And then you can move forward. That, to me, is what this is about in terms of something finally clicking in your life, and I can now move beyond that.
Right.
I can move beyond that.
And I think the beauty of hypnosis, at least with the approach that I take, is that if a client feels stuck or blocked around a particular issue, we can, from the very relaxed place of trance, invite that, invite the higher self or the inner wisdom to take us back to the cause or source of that block.
Yeah.
And whether it's this life or in a past life. Or if there's a, let's say, a pain or an emotion that the client is feeling that we're looking to resolve or let go of, to invite that, let's say it's a, I had a client this past week who's had chronic throat problems since she was a child. And strep throat from kindergarten on, and it's never really, it's resolved itself, but it keeps coming back. So I invited the throat to come forth as an imaginary voice within the client and to talk with us, announcing its presence with the words, I'm here. And as we conversed with the throat, mm-hmm. with the client, in a way imagining what the throat would say in response to my questions, we invited it to take us back to the cause or source. And she found herself in a past life where she was told that she had swallowed fire. What does swallowed fire mean? I have no idea, but let's find out.
Yeah.
So as the story, I invited her to go back into that particular lifetime at the count of five, one, going backwards to time, two, three, four, five. Plant yourself firmly down in the memory of your body as it was then, and plant your feet firmly into that body. And look down now and can you see or sense or feel your feet? What are you wearing on your feet? First thought. Again, working with whether you're visual or kinesthetic or audio, mm-hmm. become aware of your hands, are they large or small or medium? First thought. Expand your awareness. What are you wearing around your body? But I'm making it up. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
First thought.
Mm-hmm.
Are you inside or outside? Daytime or nighttime? Alone or with people?
Mm-hmm.
So she found herself as a young girl with her sister in a small house playing with fire. And she was doing this to sort of help her just, well, she wasn't sure why she was doing it at the time.
Right.
But as it turned out, the fire got out of control and she died in the fire, as did her sister. And so what she discovered was that that the reason for this was that she was looking to try to teach her sister to be brave in that particular lifetime.
Mm.
And she wanted to and to show her not to be afraid of death. And yet she died and felt so guilty about it. So by going through that lifetime, finding out what happened, we were able to release the fear, release that the guilt about this. And as a result, the problems of the throat, the coughing, the have disappeared.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's just a story, but a story that has helped her heal.
Yeah. And the reality is that it didn't make any difference whether the story was true or not.
Exactly.
In an objective perspective,
mm-hmm.
the reality is that the story helped.
Right.
And this is what's interesting, because it brings to mind a report that I saw on TV not too long ago on one of these news magazine programs, where they were testing this particular therapy, drug therapy,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking it was split 50-50. They were giving one half of the group the drug.
Right.
Then the other half, they were giving a placebo.
Mm-hmm.
And the mm-hmm. placebo was having almost an equal to or greater effect than the drug.
Exactly.
And here's what was so fascinating about all of this. They were telling the patients they were getting a placebo.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't hide it from them.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it helped.
Right.
Now, for one woman in the story, it only lasted for maybe 6 months to a year. And then she had to go back again. Okay. But for some reason, it helped. It mm-hmm. was. It made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what it is. If it works, if it helps, don't fight it.
Exactly. Go with it as if it's important.
Yeah.
And just pretend.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Peter Wright is my guest, and he is here locally in Santa Barbara. We can give out a website, which is insightsfromwithin.com. All one word in this 21st century. That is the way we spell things. No spaces. insightsfromwithin.com. Can we give out your phone number for people who want to contact you?
Of course.
That number, 805-682-6901, 805-682-6901. He is here in Santa Barbara in the area. You can contact him for further information. We're going to continue our conversation with Peter Wright here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay tuned.
Tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you. Oh, won't you
walk. Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan here with Peter Wright, and we're talking about a combination of things. He is a certified hypnotherapist, and he deals in the areas of past life regression as well as life between lives, which has thoroughly intrigued me as we headed into the latter part of the of 2016. Here we are on January 1st, 2017, and embarking on, at least as far as the human mind conceptualizes it, a brand new year, a clean slate. Let's start from the beginning and see if we can't create something new and better and exciting in our lives. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have Peter Wright on the program to discuss this. You have the alphabet after your name, which is fascinating. I love all of the letters, which I won't go through. But I want to let you folks know that he does have a master's degree from the University of Pennsylvania and a bachelor's degree from Tufts University. And again, we'll give out the website. It is insightsfromwithin.com, insightsfromwithin.com. Phone number is 805-682-6901, 805-682-6901. And we'll give out the email address here in just a few minutes as well and let you folks get in touch with Peter and follow up on your own investigation in this regard. I remember when I was driving to your place for my first session with you, which was, what was it, about 2 hours?
Right.
I wasn't as concerned about what I was about to embark on as much as trying to find your place, which isn't difficult to find. Okay, it's not that hard to find. But for me, and it's really funny too, because as a young kid delivering newspapers in the neighborhood where I grew up and trying to find the address numbers and so forth with the low vision that I had back then, that's always been a struggle for me. And so I'm thankful for Google Maps and mm-hmm. the street search and that kind of stuff. Oh, that's what the house looks like. Okay, so I need to look for that house. And so I didn't get enmeshed an awful lot into expectations. And I really worked hard once I got there just to push everything aside mm-hmm. and say, okay, let's just do this, okay? And so we go into the room and you have me lay back in this recliner. And we begin the process. And so what I'd like to do is have you go through some of this process mm-hmm. that some people can experience. But before we do that, you mentioned that you record these sessions.
Yes.
And so that the folks understand, these recordings are not just for you. Therefore, the client as well.
Absolutely.
The most difficult part for me in listening to that audio was listening to me and just going, because when I first started in this business, it took me 5 years to stay in the same room with the client, an advertiser who wanted to listen to the commercial that I had produced. I always wanted to leave the room. I just, oh my God. I felt that same sensation when I first listened to it, but I was able to get through the whole thing eventually. But so let's talk about those steps.
Okay. First off, with the recording, by listening to it while you think you remember everything, you don't in the session. Mm-hmm. So it's very helpful to not only go through it again, but also it takes off additional layers of stuff that we've been working mm-hmm. on. So I wanted to give an example of a typical client session to give people a sense of, especially as it relates to past lives, how all this works or why it works. So I had a client several years ago who came to me because he had a pain in his left shoulder. And his doctor said it was bursitis, inflamed shoulder muscle. Great. But he was wondering if it had a past life connection. So I didn't know, but let's find out. So I brought him into hypnosis and in doing so, asked his higher self to come forth. And through typically with clients, I help them meet with their own inner wisdom as part of the first session, what it looks like, sounds like, feels like, what its name is, and then would it be willing to work with us to resolve the particular issues we're working on? And of course, it says yes. So higher self, does this, let's say the client's name is Bob. Does Bob's bursitis have as its cause or source something that happened to Bob in this life? Yes or no? No. Oh, well, did it take place in a past life? Yes. Would you take us back there now? Yes, said the higher self. Great. So Bob, I invite you to get out of the way and let's go back and find out what happened at one, going backwards in time. He's already in hypnosis, two, three, four, five. Plant yourself firmly down in the memory of your body as it was then and plant your feet firmly into that body and look down now and clearly see or sense or feel your feet. What are you wearing on your feet? Now, Bob saw himself as a young man plowing the field of his farm. Great. So these are just the highlights of the story to give a sense of how all this works. So I invited him as that young man to move forward in time at the count of three to the next significant event when something changes. One, two, three, what's happening? Bob reported, I met a girl. Really? Yes, we've fallen in love. Terrific. All right, let's move forward to the next significant event. One, two, three, what's happening? We're getting married. Oh, I bet you're thrilled. Yes, I am, he said, or words to that effect. Next important event. One, two, three, what's happening? She's pregnant. Oh, I bet you're thrilled. Yes, I am. Yes, we are, he said. Great. Next important event. One, two, three, what's happening? Rumors of war, but it's not going to affect me or my pregnant wife because our farm is in the middle of nowhere. Good. Next important event. What's going on? One, two, three. The invading army has just come marching across my land and has taken me with them, forcing me to fight for them, and I'm frightened. Okay. Next important event. One, two, three. What's happening? I'm being forced to go into battle, and almost immediately I'm shot in the shoulder by one of my countrymen who doesn't recognize me and doesn't realize I'm being forced to fight for the enemy.
Mm.
So we go into the story. We find out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you defeated? Or if you're the bad guy, where were you? Where did you harm others? We then go to the day of your death. How did you die? And what was your dying thought? The Tibetan Buddhist, for example, believe that a dying thought can have a major impact on an upcoming lifetime. So if you die of starvation, perhaps the final thought is, there's never enough food.
Mm.
And in this life, there's plenty of food, but there's a feeling like there's never enough.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you overeat.
Right.
So in this particular client session, the final thought was, what's going to happen to my pregnant wife? What's going to happen to my child? What's going to happen to my farm? Because now I'm dead. So then I invite you to move from there into your spirit body, in your imagination. Feel yourself there in your spirit body. How does that feel? Often clients report that it feels lighter. Great. We then, and this is where the healing, I think, in past life regression takes place. I invite you to go in your imagination to a very special place called the Bardo. It's a Tibetan Buddhist word, B-A-R-D-O. And it's an in-between place between lifetimes. So just go there now. One, two, three, are you there? Yes. So in this case, I invited, as typically in the Bardo, you to invite anyone from that lifetime we just explored with whom you're unfinished. Who shows up first? My wife, you tell me. Oh, really? How does she look? She looks terrific. So the client is envisioning, imagining his wife from that lifetime there with him right now. So if your heart could speak to your wife, what would it say?
Mm.
Oh, I'm really sorry about what happened, perhaps he says. Does she hear you? Yeah, she does. How does she respond? She tells me she understood that it was wartime. Oh, how does that feel? Relief. So we go back and forth with the wife, helping you to speak your truth to her, hearing her responses, and coming to closure with her. Once that's achieved, I invited the client to look deeply into the eyes of your wife. down into her very soul? Does she remind you of anyone in your present lifetime? Oh my gosh, it's my fill in the blank. Often we're reborn with the same souls, lifetime after lifetime, to help our own souls evolve. So I invite you then to step aside from your wife, ask her to move on, and who shows up next? And in this case, the client said, it's my child who I never met. Is it a boy or girl? It's a girl. What do you want to say to your daughter that you couldn't say to her because you never met her? I'm really sorry I wasn't there to raise you, perhaps he said. Does she hear you? Yeah, she does. How does she respond? She thanks me. What do you mean she thanks you? Ask her for more information. Well, she tells me that she knew I would die before she was born. That's why she chose me to be her father. So she'd have to take on more responsibilities to help her mother take care of the farm and raise herself. Oh, so she doesn't blame you? No, she thanks me. How does that feel? Relief. So look deeply into the eyes of your daughter. Does she remind you of anyone in your present lifetime? Oh my gosh, it's my fill in the blank. Again, we're often reborn with the same souls. More often than not, with similar issues left over from that last lifetime that you're still working through in this lifetime. So once we discovered that, I invited the daughter to move on, and I asked the client, who shows up next? The man who shot me in the shoulder. So if your heart could speak to him, what would it say? Anger, frustration, blah, blah, how dare you? Does he hear you? Yeah, he does. How does he respond? He was just as frightened as I was. Oh, well, you know that somehow you survived that lifetime because you're alive and well and relaxed in my recliner today. And also looking back, you did the very best you could do. Otherwise, you'd have done something different. And the guy who shot you did the best he could do. Otherwise, he was doing something different. So that often allows for a give and take of forgiveness on both sides, which occurred. So I then invited the client to look deeply into the eyes of the man who shot him in that lifetime to see if it reminded him of anyone in his present lifetime. And to my surprise, the client said, oh my gosh, it's my boss, who I can't stand. No wonder he shot you in the last lifetime and you died from that. And so what I find is that by going into the story, finding out, coming to closure with key characters in that story, and then looking for the connection with someone who might be playing a similar role in your present life, that in the story with the boss, even though he may never know about that past life that you spent with him, most likely coming to closure with him will affect your current relationship with the boss, to let go of the past, to release the anger, frustration that maybe both of you are feeling and you don't know where it's coming from. So then I invite you, because your wife has forgiven you, your child has forgiven you or thanked you, and you've forgiven the guy who shot you, to look into your own eyes and forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. Because again, you did the best you could do. And that often creates a shift in the energy, and afterwards a client will say to me, Peter, was I really a farmer who was forced to go off to war and died? I mean, really? Well, Dr. Brian Weiss, a psychiatrist who wrote the book Many Lives, Many Masters, which is a classic in the field of past life regression therapy, believes that up to 80% of what happens in these stories could have happened to you, or maybe you attracted to you someone else's story from the collective unconscious that Carl Jung talked about, that all those stories are out there and you told that person's story because it mirrors where you're stuck, and telling that person's story helped you become unstuck. Or maybe you made up the whole thing. But is the pain in the shoulder gone? Oh, it is. Then let's not worry about it. So that's typically how what I see are the benefits of past lives, because by exploring them, you can come to closure with issues you're currently facing, and they're just stories. But there's stories that can help you heal.
Extraordinary. And as you're sharing these stories, the two things that came to mind, number one, you brought back the memory, though it was not that long ago, of me listening to the Journey of the Soul and Destiny of the Soul, the reader, and the fact that the way Dr. Newton wrote his you were exactly the same way. And even the reader was wonderful in doing the different voices and that kind of thing. And I don't know, maybe I'm just more susceptible to the imagery because I remember listening to some books by Dan Brown, The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons, and running the film in my mind. This was long before the films were ever made. Mm-hmm. And when the film for books came out, I was stunned at the lead character. He looked exactly like, I didn't put Tom Hanks in the role, okay? I wasn't even thinking of him as I'm listening to the book as we're traveling to and from Santa Barbara. Looked exactly like what was in my movie, which was just, I was like, whoa! You know, so, and then the other thing was, it brought to mind my present lifetime experiences and that there are some phone calls, at least one, and some healing and some conversation that I need to have with someone. I have to say, too, that, you know, I started to get a little weepy there as I'm hearing the stories of the husband and the wife and the farm and everything. And, and of course, then that conversation in the Life Between Lives experience as far as does she hear you and the conversation there. And I understand and so forth. I think that this, again, it can be something really remarkable and freeing for an individual. And now I'm going to ask you a question that may seem a little odd. And normally I don't preface my questions, but you've been doing this for more than 25 years. Mm-hmm. You've been interested in it. You've been doing this. You've been certified. You have a website. You have the whole client base. How much of this do you believe? And how much of this do you know?
For me, I believe that it's a very effective tool to help people heal, whether they actually believe in it or not. I find that, and with my experiences with clients and my own reading and coursework I've done, I've come to know that it's part of, again, part of my belief, it's part of the soul's journey. So that we are here to perfect our souls through the experiences that we have, and that we need a broad spectrum of life experiences in order to help our souls evolve. Mm-hmm. And that we choose, with Michael Newton's work, he talks about the planning stage before you come into this particular incarnation or every incarnation, where you determine, with the help of your guides, what are the challenges and opportunities that you'll be facing, and you even are able to meet some of the characters, if you will, who you will be in your life today who are going to be playing those roles to help your soul evolve. I find that the metaphor that I use is that we're all in our own little Shakespearean acting company, where we have our company of actors, and we're currently involved in a fantastic production of Macbeth. And we all play our roles, and it's a marvelous evening of theater, and the curtain comes down to tumultuous applause. We shake hands with our fellow actors as we take off our makeup, saying, great job. And tomorrow, our acting company will be presenting Hamlet to a different audience, but same actors with different roles to help our souls evolve. So to me, that's a perfect way of describing what we're doing, because it's the choices that we make in our lives that determine how our lives unfold. And we need to have experiences of all sorts of ramifications from these choices for us to, in fact, be able to be as knowledgeable about life and death as possible.
You know, it's interesting that the imagery that came up as you're describing this, and obviously I'm a very image-oriented individual, ironically working in radio and the sound realms, that when we go through this process, or any process that will help us to get through some of the problems, the imagery of a wide stream with a lot of rocks in it, Okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, mm-hmm. they're high enough to where the water is going over these rocks and sort of creating little rapids. This process helps to remove those rocks and smooth out the water.
Right. And you're in charge of removing the rocks and smoothing out the water.
Yeah.
I remember a Peanuts cartoon from years ago with Lucy and Charlie Brown. And Lucy's in high dudgeon, upset with the world, saying, why does life have to have ups and downs? Mm-hmm. Why can't it have ups and ups and ups? Good question. And the next frame of the cartoon has Charlie Brown responding with, we don't learn from the ups, we learn from the downs.
Mm.
And I think that's very true.
Yeah.
So the challenges that we face, we are seeking to do the best that we can with them. In fact, a good friend of mine talks about cowboy logic. What is cowboy logic?
Yeah.
When your horse dies, get off it. Don't drag the carcass behind you. So many of us are continuing to drag all the coulda, woulda, shouldas behind us because we're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not. Let it go. You did the best you could do. You'll probably be facing that same challenge in the future, so you can choose differently at that time if you want.
Yeah.
But don't drag it behind. It's slowing you down.
Yeah.
It's forgiveness and letting go.
Oh, I feel lighter already. it's like take a deep breath. And then let's move forward. And the whole premise, of course, of this program, of course, finding new paradigms for a new world and providing people with choices and knowledge of those choices to help make their dreams come true. And yeah, I don't know that I would necessarily go along with Lucy saying, why can't we just have ups and ups and ups? Why can't we just kind of just little movements in the water? You know, nothing huge and up and, you know. And I certainly can understand that as far as the way the world turns, if you will, because everyone on this planet is at a different level in their journey. Some are just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
This is their very first lifetime, and others are coming to the end of that journey. This is their last lifetime. Matter of fact, I know of someone who's had a very rough this lifetime, has lost a mother, father, best friend, all in the space of, I think, 6 months to a year.
Wow.
And also deals with a disability.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And says, this is my last lifetime. I'm not coming back. Mm-hmm. I don't want to come back here. This is an awful place.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds to me more like she probably will be coming back because she's got some things she has to work out still.
Right.
And maybe she'll be able to do it in that space between.
Right.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But it's there's just way too much energy there. I myself, you made the comment about the last thought, the Tibetan concept of mm-hmm. of having mm-hmm. those final thoughts, and you know, the farmer and my wife and the farm and the land and my babies and the da 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 da. And I thought about that myself. I thought, if this was it right now, what would mm-hmm. it be? And the only two words that came to my mind were peace and love. That was the only thing I was thinking of, was peace and love, peace and love. And not in an idealistic or any other fashion, but just, again, it was the first thing that came to mm-hmm. mind.
Right. Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Because I don't know if I've made peace with the concept of attachment, and that's not to say that I'm not attached to people and mm-hmm. things and places, because I have mm-hmm. the affinity for Ireland and I love my wife and mm-hmm. the animals that we have. But all of it in 50 or 100 years, all of those things that I'm attached to today, they're going to be gone physically.
Right.
And I may be with them mm-hmm. on the other side mm-hmm. spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to hold on to, like the farmer said, oh, what about my wife? My wife will be fine, okay? She's a strong person. And the animals, they will live until they die.
Right.
Okay? And they will care for her in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a fatalist in that respect either. You know, I've always been an optimist. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. You know, we talked about how in some communities and some parts of the world, you know, you have this push and pull struggle between entities in a community, and it just goes on for years and years and years. It's like, what is going on? You guys all live here. Why can't you let those things go, you know? And again, it goes back to what you were saying, that this is a place of learning, and that's the process that they're going through.
Right.
So if, again, someone wants to get in touch with you, I want to give out your your web address, your phone number, and we'll give out the email as well. Insightsfromwithin.com is the website, insightsfromwithin.com. Phone number is 805-682-6901. That's 605, try again, Richard, 805 area code 682-6901. And the email address is pqwright@aol.com. That's pqwright@aol.com. I have to say that this conversation we've had, we could probably go on for another couple of hours talking about, and we'll have you back. I would love to do that. But before we let you go, I want to thank you for your time here as well as our session, and encourage people to get in touch with you, and we'll be linked to your website so people can go straight there. I consider my website to be more of a portal to all of the other dimensions on the internet.
Terrific.
Hopefully that you will hear from some of the folks here who are listening to the program. And I have three final questions for you as we wrap up the program that I ask all of my guests. And you may have answered them in some fashion during the program, but I ask you to go ahead and answer them in whatever first comes to mind.
Yes, indeed.
All right. First question is, who is Peter Wright?
Peter Wright is a soul who's on his soul's journey, looking to bring more love and light to the world.
What is it that you hope to or want to achieve through the work that you're doing now?
I'm looking to help people release the blocks that are preventing them from getting what they want, and in the process, to connect them with their own inner wisdom, their higher self, so that they can, on a daily basis, check in with that wisdom part of them, and just for 2 minutes or 1 minute, and commune with that part, and ask questions about the day that can give them intuitive answers about how best to proceed. So it's a way to help people make choices that are for their highest good as they live lifetimes filled with peace and love and forgiveness.
And finally, what is your life's purpose?
To be of service to those who are attracted to what I do, and perhaps I can help them on their soul's journey.
Peter Wright, thank you again for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
We will have you back again. Again, Peter Wright is my guest. He is with Insights from Within Hypnotherapy. He is available by calling 805-682-6901 or go to his website, insightsfromwithin.com. That's insightsfromwithin.com. I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We're giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true on this very first day of January 2017. I want to thank you for staying with us. We're now embarking on heading towards completing and hopefully continuing on from there, 10 years of broadcasting this program and making it available online. Coming this September 7th of 2017 will be 10 years. Very excited about that milestone. We'll have a very special program when we get to that month. And again, until next time, love to Lal.